John when he's talking.
Oh, his big brown eyes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, folks. Are we ready to go?
Yep.
Look in John's brown eyes.
Bonk.
All right. Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shout.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Hi, welcome to episode 14 of Theater Geeks. Today's episode is entitled, Be Kind to Your Stage Manager.
Or your stage crew.
That's right. Why?
Because you may wind up in the dark or behind a flat when you don't want to be there.
Yeah. You want to sit down in that chair?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
You want it to be there? Be nice.
Yeah. Right. One of the we were talking about this earlier, that one of the more underappreciated people, when people get involved in community theater, they think of the acting and the all that, you know, front of the stage stuff, you know, that we get to be out there and perform and all that applause. But none of that is possible without a decent crew in the background, or a good crew in the background even.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, the way a crew helps to move your show along is so unappreciated, I think, sometimes by actors, unless they have been crew people. But I think by the audience. The audience has no idea how important it is for the crew to be where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, and working efficiently.
Yep. I have a friend who is a really good stage manager, possibly because she's just so picky about everything. But she rehearses the scene changes, just like the actors rehearse their lines and their actions. She has her crew rehearse the scene changes so that they can just pull them off smoothly and quickly and quietly. I can't tell you how many times I've been at a show and had the whole mood that the actors were trying to create totally destroyed by rumbling, creaking, clanking sets. I mean, it's true. You work 20 minutes or a half an hour to build up suspense and then plonk, you know.
Somebody puts a chair down and the chair goes.
Right, right.
Right.
And it goes. And the stage crew is in charge of all that. That's why we say be nice to your stage crew, because they can really ruin what you're doing if they want to.
Right.
And I've never met one that wanted to, but still, they could.
But yeah, but you were talking about rehearsing of the changes, and you know, it's so critical, because they can. The thing that bothers me as much as anything is, in addition to noise, is just knowing that a scene change is taking a half a minute or a minute longer than it should. Whoa. And you know, even if you're not, you know, a director like I am and you folks are, that you notice that you know, hey, what's happening? Is it time to get up? Should I go get a Coke? I mean, do I have time to go to the bathroom?
Really?
You know, pretty soon you start wondering those things. And
how many times does the orchestra have to play that vamp until the set is done?
Oh, right.
You kind of think, I think I've heard that before.
That's right.
Many
yeah.
times.
Vamping a little too much.
Yeah.
So
and nowadays, I think if you're doing like a period play or something, people tend to get their stage crew kind of semi in character. As a matter of fact, I saw I forget which one I saw, where the stage crew got applause for a set change because they were all in costume and in character, and they just bang, 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 they just got it all done. Mm-hmm. And when they got through, I know what it was. It was I Love You, when they did the sweeping up the rose petals and fighting over the pizza box, and all got done, and the audience was totally entertained. Yeah. I mean, you can't do that all the time, obviously, but still, sometimes you can make it as entertaining for the audience as a scene.
And you know, especially in community theater when we're working with limited resources. And so, you know, on Broadway where a wall might come out in a tracking system that's in the floor, when we did Sherlock Holmes a couple of years ago, I don't have that kind of money to create that kind of a set, but I have a stage crew. And that I tell you, when those women dressed as maids pushed those breakaway walls out and they were standing there listening to the conversation as if they were maids listening at a door, and they were not pulling focus, and yet they were it was important because they had to do the work. But the only way we could do it was by keeping them in the scene and in character. And it really helped to add a different layer even to the show.
Right. I know there are a lot of shows that you can't do that in. I mean, you just have to get your people, hopefully, all dressed in black. I can't tell you how annoying it is to watch a stage crew come out to do a set change and somebody's got a white T-shirt on or, you know, and it just stands out like a neon sign in the semi-darkness.
Unless they're really doing it to be in character or, some cases where you have actually characters making the set changes, I suppose that's another option
that's
you can
different.
Have sometimes,
sure,
right?
That's different. That's a whole different
So
thing.
What are the characteristics? You were talking about that you have a friend who's an excellent stage manager because she's so picky, and that's it's a detailed job.
It is.
It's not somebody with ADD is going to get this job.
And actors have to realize that once that curtain goes up, the director's in the back of the house having nervous fits, and the show is being run pretty much by the stage manager. So if that person says, you're not supposed to be here, move, you better move. You know, you can't just stand there and say, I have a right to be here. I'm in this play.
Yeah, and in community theater, you have a little bit less of a feeling that, you know, well, I don't really have to do what anybody says. I mean, you get, because we're not being paid, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is that the stage manager has to be in charge back there.
And different community theaters, of course, have a different involvement for the stage manager. In some community theaters, the stage manager's job is only to call the show, and that means to call all of the light cues, mm-hmm. all the sound cues, and to call all of the work that's being done behind the scenes. Now, we have, at our theater, always an active stage manager. So not only are they calling the cues, but then they're also responsible for pulling in set pieces and organizing what's going on backstage that way.
Yes, and trying to make sure that the actors are where they're supposed to be when they're ready for entrances or not.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard. It's a very, very difficult, demanding job.
Right.
So sometimes I think that what goes on behind the scenes or during the show when sets are being changed and props are being put on and taken off as quietly and quickly as possible, that's much more difficult than, or at least as difficult as the actors, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And the stage manager is always responsible for knowing the show. It's not like somebody who just walks in and hasn't seen the show. With us, often our stage managers are also our assistant directors,
right.
So they've had 8 weeks of rehearsal with us.
So they know the overall picture.
They know the overall picture of the show. They know what set pieces are coming in and when. They know the cast. They know the cast's ins and outs and what they can expect. Personality wise, because every company has a personality, but then every person inside that company has a personality and how do you deal with them and how do you work best with them. And the stage manager not only sometimes is a person that's manipulating what's going on backstage, but sometimes they have to be your personal psychologist backstage too.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
something goes
true.
Wrong and you have an actor walking off into the wing in an emotional frenzy, and the only person that's there to help that moment is the stage manager, as long as they don't have to move a set piece on.
Right.
But or they move the set piece on, and then they're
the
psychologist.
They take care of
the actor.
Yeah,
but it's amazing what all is the stage managers are responsible to.
Yeah, and
alleviate.
I think I don't know how many how other organizations operate, but John is right. The stage manager is supposed to be the assistant. Is sometimes the assistant director. Sometimes that works well. Sometimes it doesn't. If you don't have enough of a stage crew to start with, then the stage manager, rather than sitting and holding book and cueing people when they need it and watching what's going on, has to be on stage shifting things and doing stuff and just never really gets to sit down and watch the whole thing.
Right, right.
You know, and that's unfortunate because you were talking about you can't just walk in and be stage manager, but in big shows that have, by big I don't mean, you know, on a huge stage, but that have a lot of things to come on and off and in and out and up and down, the set crew itself, the stage crew itself has to be there and rehearsing right along with the actors.
Well, that goes all the way back then about the whole rehearsal issue. I mean, a stage manager being responsible for the tech rehearsal for a show. Now, not every show that we produce is going to have a tech rehearsal. Maybe it should, and in some theaters they do.
You mean a tech without actors?
A tech without actors, or a dry tech, or however you want to say that.
Yeah.
But you know, the actors don't see that particular rehearsal when it goes on because the actors are at home, you know, resting from having, you know, the vocal strain.
Oh, they're so, so exerted. Yeah.
But, you know, that particular rehearsal is very eye-opening. And sometimes I think I wish that actors could sit and watch those rehearsals. And maybe we should open them to the actors so they can see what's going on and what's involved, you know.
What do you do? Actors tend to have an attitude about crew sometimes, and sometimes it's like, I mean, I have seen it now, not lately in our group so much, but maybe it's happened, just not when I've been around. But the actors have an attitude that, the tech rehearsals, it's just a pain in the butt. They're supposed to know what to do, or they have this kind of an attitude that the crew is not really terribly important. I mean, the director certainly knows absolutely how important those people are in most cases, but sometimes the actors don't really get it.
I think it's because...
And how do you educate them?
We don't see
make
the
make them work on a crew.
Yeah. Make them work crew, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we also don't see the crew, the complete tech crew, until like the last couple of weeks. Because up to that point, there's really nothing for them to work on. If we had a set in place the very first day of rehearsal, we would see the tech crew more frequently because I would be expecting the tech crew to come in and start moving things as the rehearsals are going on.
Right.
So, you know, I think that it's, I don't know that it's a lack of respect as much as that they just, you know, if they don't have to spend as much time, maybe it is a lack of respect. You don't have to spend as much time. So, you know, I have to really listen to you?
There's that thing about I'm on stage and I'm in the light and you're in the dark and you should be there, you know.
The people of darkness don't matter.
No, I don't. I honestly, maybe that's the way it used to be. I don't see that attitude so much anymore. I think the onstage performers have a lot of respect for the work that the stage crews do, and the fact that they really get actors get all the applause. You know, when the curtain comes down and the lights come up and the audience is applauding, it's the actors that are out there taking the bows. But really, they wouldn't be there and wouldn't be doing half as well if the stage crew was not supporting them 100%.
And maybe it's because, as an actor, if you've been in a show where you've had bad tech, then you know what it means to have a show that has good tech, and maybe that's where the respect comes from then.
Right.
Very possibly.
So. What about actors who want to help the stage crew but don't, like, let them know that they're going to help or move things and do... I mean, I've known that to happen, where suddenly a chair isn't where it's supposed to be, and it's because the stage manager had it all figured out, but the actor thought, well, you know, I'll just help.
I had that conversation with my stage manager this week because she came up to me and she said, I just wish people would trust the stage crew, because they had not set something because it was going to be in the way, and it was in her notes in her script that at a certain point after such and such was set backstage, she would go back to the prop table and she would pick those things up and they would come into the wing and be placed and ready to go so that they weren't in the way. And somebody couldn't wait. They couldn't wait, and they brought the stuff down early and put it in place. Well, we've got a 4-foot wing on our stage,
right.
And I've got 10 feet of columns that are coming out at one point with jail bars on them, and there's no room for them to have anything else in the wing, and I guess everything just got rolled right over, you know. It's, she said, just trust me, I know what I'm doing. I have this organized, but there are actors that chair is not supposed to be there. Well, it is supposed to be there in that scene. You're thinking act two.
it's moved.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I during a dress rehearsal once when I was very young, I thought I saw something on stage that I thought wasn't supposed to be there. So I cleared it because I thought, oh, I'll just help. And I got like completely nailed for it. And I thought, oh, okay. Yeah. I never did that again. I don't touch stage managers' stuff anymore. And that was when I was probably, I was a teenager at the time, but I realized immediately that no, I don't really know where that's supposed to be until, you know, so yeah. And professionals usually understand that, I assume. So, but
and if they're strong enough to pull out a backdrop, they're strong enough to hurt you. So
yeah. Oh, that's true. That's right. True too.
Yeah. And also we've had, well, not recently, but years ago, there was a problem with a certain show that I was directing, that there were certain scenes that everybody wanted to watch.
Ugh.
So clump, 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 up the stairs comes half the cast. And as you said, we have 4-foot wing space, and they're just lined up in the back so they could watch these scenes. And it was like pulling hen's teeth to get them to move. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. If you're not on stage and you have time to come up and make your entrance, but otherwise stay off and keep out of the way.
Yeah.
Because something else has got to be coming in that you're obviously going to block. You know, I don't think that happens as much anymore. I don't know.
No, it still happens.
It still happens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Something
people
never
just
changed.
Feel like they just have to see a certain segment of the show.
Yeah, they
think it's
they
real funny.
They want to see their friends doing well. And
I pity, you know, it's an unthankful, is that the right word? Unthankful job sometimes to be the stage manager or the assistant stage manager. Because you're constantly on the cast, you've got to be quiet. You can't be in the wing. You have to stay back here. You know, or if they have crew assignments, if the cast has certain crew assignments, you know, and somebody misses that crew assignment, then it's your responsibility to have to chastise, and you never want to do that because you want to, especially in community theater, we're trying to just have fun and have a really good. You know, none of us are getting paid to do what we do, and yet just because you're not getting paid doesn't mean that you don't have certain responsibilities, and the stage manager. Who constantly has to stay on top of the cast to stay out of the wings and stay quiet, the fun starts to go out not only for the cast but for the stage manager. I mean, it's just, you know,
exactly.
It can be a real chore sometimes.
So you think the interpersonal stuff is almost the hardest thing to deal with, or is it the organizational?
I think it's a little bit of both. You have to start with the organizational stuff, and then when the stage manager obviously knows where everything goes and when it goes there, then they have to deal with keeping the cast out of the way. And you have to make that apparent up front. I mean, you have to just tell them, look, stay out of there unless you're getting ready to go on. And then if somebody doesn't and you have to get after them for it, at least they know what's coming.
Right.
You know?
And I think there's another good reason then for having the stage manager be also your assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cast is not only has the assistant director gotten a chance to know the cast, but the cast has a chance to know the assistant director. And so there's a certain bond that occurs, and usually
it's not somebody coming in all of a sudden. And
right.
Then,
so there's a certain amount of respect that is there, and that also relies then back to the director as well, and how much the director makes the cast understand that the stage crew is important and that the stage manager / assistant director is, you know, an important person. And if the director can make that understood, then usually the stage manager doesn't have nearly as much problem.
Right. And we've talked today now a lot about moving sets and getting things on and off. There's also other parts of the stage crew. Well, not exactly the crew, but the production committees. Like, if someone is in charge of costumes, they do not appreciate actors going into the dressing room, dropping their clothes on the floor, and leaving.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, who made me the maid this week? You know, oh, well, I mean, really, you have to be thoughtful. You can't leave the makeup table in a mess. It looks, you know, nobody wants to go near it by the end of a show when there's a big cast.
Right.
Because it gets messy.
Yeah.
So if everybody takes responsibility, that word again, for themselves and where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do, it works much more smoothly for the stage manager, I think.
That's kind of why I like smaller casts. It's easier. It's easier to deal with sometimes, but, you know.
Okay.
Seriously,
sometimes it is.
It is.
Yeah,
yes.
Because you don't. I mean, the mess in the costume room isn't as big. The mess on the dressing table usually isn't as big. The hassles aren't as big. Although, if you lose one person in the cast for some reason or another, then you're really in trouble.
Yep.
Then you got to replace them. But anyway, that whole nother episode.
Right.
Anyway, that's all we have time for this episode of Theater Geeks. Please remember to stop by the Theater Geeks store at www.theatergeeks.com/store and buy your Theater Geeks hat, t-shirt, tote bag, coffee mug, and other neat Theater Geek gear.
Accoutrement.
That's right. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schoep.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are definitely theater geeks.
Good.
How long did it take?
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.